In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches us that the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day fulfilled the ultimate divine plan for a new universal kingdom, priesthood, and prophethood. Today's message is entitled, New World Order. The wise men came from the east. They were guided by the Christmas star all the way to Jesus' birthplace in Bethlehem. As they bowed down in worship to the King of Kings, they presented to him three symbolic gifts. Let us read the gospel text and consider their meaning. Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. God's Word. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. So far the reading of God's holy word. Brothers and sisters, the birth of Jesus was announced by the angel to simple shepherds as joyful news to all peoples. The angelic hosts, followed by singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom God is pleased. The message was not addressed to Jewish religious or political leaders. It was to those simple shepherds. Mary and Joseph were also simple believers, like the shepherds, also like Simon and Anna, who received him as a baby in the temple, were all simply waiting for the long-standing promises of the coming of the Messiah. Theirs was not a hope of an earthly kingdom or earthly wealth or power. They longed to see God's Savior and God's promised blessing through the seed of Abraham. Though coming through the royal physical line of King David, the promised King of Kings had a humble birth and lived a simple, self-giving life. Our gospel text says that religious and academic leaders showed little interest in the news announced by the foreign wise men who had traveled far from the east following the Christmas star. But these foreign astronomers focused their knowledge of movements and shapes of stars to investigate the unusual Christmas star that had appeared. They were among the many Persians and others who had learned of the promise of the God of Israel to bless all peoples by his plan through Abraham's line by a descendant of King David. They knew that God's eternal plan was not just for the Hebrew people or only for ethnic Jews, but for all nations. The divine promise of blessing was carried out not by the rich or powerful, but by those watching out for the signs of when, where, and how God would fulfill the universal blessing. Their hearts longed for the great divine initiative to bring this blessing to all peoples. Their confidence was not in perishing earthly glories, but in the abiding fulfillment of restoring the confused, corrupted, and lost humanity back to the state from which it had fallen, back to close fellowship with God. The three gifts presented by the foreign wise men symbolized the full mission of the newborn child of the Virgin Mary. His was a historic, universal mission which was to change the world. The child was announced as King of the Jews, but those foreigners understood that the government of the new king was meant to expand the kingdom to all nations. This is what their gift of gold to the child Jesus represented. It was to acknowledge that Jesus' kingship is over them also. The gift of frankincense by the wise men expressed knowledge of the promise of the Old Testament scriptures, that the royal king would also provide a divine offering to solve the problem of sin. He would deal with the wall of separation, cutting off condemned sinful humanity from the holy God. Their gift symbolized Jesus as the one who would offer himself as the redeeming divine sacrifice. In other words, he is the one ultimate priest who presents himself and through himself, the ultimate priesthood that opens the way for all believers to be accepted and received, sanctified by his blood. Thus, he came to establish the priesthood of all who trust him. Those who exercise prayer in his name now have full and free access to heaven. The third gift of myrrh, or bitter herb, represented Jesus' prophethood. He came to fulfill the entirety of the divine presence among humans. The immense sufferings of the prophets preparing ahead for his coming pointed to Jesus' suffering as he lived a perfectly sinless life and taught profound divine teaching unparalleled on earth. In that way, Jesus brought to the world the perfect divine constitution of a new universal citizenship and a new humanity among all nations. Brothers and sisters, this is all reflected in the message of the gospel. Jesus is the new Adam. The world of fallen Adam is a world of wars, corruption, destruction, injustice, selfishness, self-centeredness, suffering, disease, and death. All systems of religion, politics, and human knowledge are rooted in this human depravity. The new Adam, born on Christmas Day, came with a new world order for a new humanity. Such cannot be realized by religious or political systems or ideologies. Jesus came to gently govern, not by military or economic power. He established in himself divine justice that pleases heaven and does away with the enmity between races and nations who cling to his righteous and self-giving ministry. This is the new world order that is established by a king from out of the world. He conquers and wins the battle against evil and the evil one by his self-giving love. He came to serve and offer himself as the ransom of the many who belong to him by true faith. In Jesus, there is no east or west, north or south, great or small, free or slave, male or female. He's the King of Kings, who by his grace continues to establish a new world order of justice, righteousness, and peace as he gathers a new humanity rooted in his self-giving love. Jesus' new world order rebukes and ultimately annuls the failure of self-righteous religion and self-promoting politics. Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times through the whole earth by the message of the gospel. Amen.